Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio Worldwide, with your hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
We're back here, Gamertag Radio.
Another special episode.
But it's not Summer Game Fest. This is is it still? No, I don't think so.
I think some might want to say it's still Summer Game Fest because there's still showcases and hands-on events happening.
Yeah, this one is Xbox Showcase.
And Bethesda Direct.
Well, Xbox Games Showcase and Starfield Direct.
Starfield Direct. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, Starfield Direct. But yeah, we're going to talk about our experience, us being there, watching it, you know, with the Xbox community. There was a lot of fans there. Media from all around the world. Actually, there was these also fans that came from like Europe, Australia,
Argentina, Korea.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So
you didn't introduce us.
Excuse me?
You didn't introduce us.
Oh, sorry. I am so tired. It's been a long day. My name is Danny Pena, host of Gamertag Radio. I truly apologize. I'm sick. I'm tired.
You're not sick.
I've been talking a lot, so I'm all over the place. But and also we have here my wife, Rihanna Manuel Pena from What's Good Games.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about our experience, our thoughts about the Xbox Games Showcase. Paris is not going to be joining us. He just left home a couple hours ago. So shout out to Paris. We did a lot.
Thanks for being our roommate.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So, Rhi, let's start it off. Fable.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That was a very big way to start the show.
With Dave, the vegetable enthusiast.
It was good. Different than the typical Fable that we're used to. So, your thoughts about this style that we got to see now of Fable? It still has the Fable vibes, but there's a couple new things that I'm like, okay, this looks really, really interesting. So
100%. I think for me, as somebody who loves the Fable IP and all of the games, what I most wanted / needed to see was how does Fable work in 2023 or 2024, right? How does it work with updated engines and, you know, new gameplay models that we're used to? And I got that, right? Like, I got the humor. I got the look, for sure. What I'm assuming is a type of gameplay sequence with Dave and our protagonist facing off at the end of the trailer. I understand now much better what I'm going to get when I'm playing Fable, what I'm going to feel, what I'm going to be excited about. I know that there are a lot of other details we're still missing, but I'm okay with that for now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just got the vibe of it, and we still got to kick a chicken, and that's all I needed to know.
I saw you jump him. You were like screaming, yeah, I could kick the chicken.
Yeah, that's important. That's an important tenet of Fable. Yeah.
No, that was really, really cool. Now, the next game, Rhi.
Yeah.
What was the next game?
South of Midnight from Compulsion Games.
That got my attention. Here's the thing, and I have to say this. From the beginning, I was saying, look, the thing that I would like to see, Fable. I also would like to see new IPs. I don't want to just Gear 6 and the next Halo. No, I want to see something brand new. Multiple games,
IPs. Yeah.
We got a lot of that. And this was what was one of the games that I was like, oh my God, this looks really good. I can't wait to try this out. And good thing too, they went on Game Pass.
They went on Game Pass. That was a very common theme.
Very, very. So, and having characters of color was very, very important. I think that I was like, oh man, this is awesome. This is really cool. I'm glad that we're going to get to see that in a lot of games, man. So, but now, there's another game too I'm going to talk about in a few, but
sure,
that I was like, oh man, I'm hype. So, thoughts of this game. This game looks interesting too, and it looks like it was like the vibe of like New Orleans, right? Like that southern.
Yeah, it had that
very dark horror. You're not into that.
I am not super into horror. No,
you're looking at me like.
I get a little spooked for sure. I get a little bit timid when it comes to the scary games. But this looked interesting. I love the art style. And we don't know much about the game from it. This was definitely just, you know, an announced trailer. So we just get the vibe and the location.
Yeah.
I liked it. I think there's a lot of buzz around it, and rightfully so. It looks interesting.
Yeah.
So hope to see more soon.
What was the game after that?
I got the whole thing in order right
here. Oh, really? Okay, so I can't remember the third game. I know that was a banger.
Next was Massive with Star Wars. Oh, Star Wars okay. Outlaws.
All right, so we'll talk about Star Wars in the future. But the trailer, just the trailer by itself.
Yeah.
It looks good. It got me hype. I'm excited. I love Massive. Massive worked a lot of games that I'm into, especially Division. This is going to be a very different game, and it has like the, it gave me the Uncharted vibes kind of. What'd you think? Seeing the trailer, what'd you think?
It looked fun. It looked really action oriented, and I know folks like that a lot out of Star Wars. It'll be interesting to see Massive's take after we just saw, you know, Respawn knock it absolutely out of the park with Jedi Survivor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's great to have more Star Wars games out there in the universe.
Yeah, it looks crazy. And I know we're going to get to see gameplay during the Ubisoft 4, because that's the thing that they showed right after the trailer. Watch for the gameplay during the presentation. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the crowd was going crazy. They were, like, really, really hype about a new Star Wars game, because, you know, we just played Jedi Survivor, so
yeah, and it was great.
Yeah, and it's from a different developer. It's not from Respawn, so keep it up. Love it, love it, love it. Next game. What's the next game?
33 Immortals.
Okay, let's talk about this. Is something that I'm really hype, really hype.
Yeah, from Thunder Lotus, and known for Spiritfarer most recently, I believe, which was another game for Xbox and their Game Pass stable.
Yeah, I'll tell you my reaction very quick.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's cool, 4-player co-op. And when they said 33 players co-op, I'm like, what?
The whole crowd was like, what?
The crowd went nuts. Nuts. Do you think we get 33 players in our session?
If they said it, I believe it. And they better deliver, because I'm gonna see if we can do it, right? Like, that's it's so much of a commitment that they're making that they put it in the title.
Oh my
so
God.
I can't imagine that they won't deliver. And yeah. The trailer is absolutely gorgeous. I love the art style. I really just enjoy this. Ever since Hades, I've been a lot more open to these top-down co-op. Well, top-down action games, and the fact that they're introducing co-op is just so exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was one of my favorite trailers from the whole showcase.
We haven't gotten to my favorite one yet.
Well, the reason I say it is because I love Hades so much, and I love this type of style of game. That I'm excited to check it out. So
very cool.
Yeah.
We had 33 Immortals. We have two more threes coming up for the next two. We got Payday 3 and Persona 3.
Payday 3, not my thing. Persona, not my thing. But hey, there's the crowd loves it. Hey, it's fine. Look, when a company is showing games during their showcase, not every game is gonna be for you.
Of course not.
You know, they have to target a certain artist that loves those type of games. And I remember being there when they showed Payday. People were, you know, a little quiet in there. But once they said at the end, available on Game Pass day one, the crowd got crazy. They were like, a small crowd, smaller crowd. But not for me. I'm glad to see this. You know, you need these type of games to... like I love the pacing of the showcase so far, you know. But... that's why I'm kind of like, not for me, but go ahead.
All right. Also not for me.
Okay.
With either of these games. But trailers look solid. You know, the folks who love them will be excited about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. Next we had, Obsidian. And our next look at Avowed. So this is our next look since the last Xbox Bethesda showcase, right?
Yeah.
And we got quite a bit more to see this time around.
And this one was in-game. The last one we got to see was CGI. I'm excited because it reminds me of the old school RPGs from Obsidian games. very hype. Very hype. Are you? Do you think you see yourself playing this or no?
It's hard to say for me. You know, I love games where I can play through, you know, with magic and, mm-hmm. and that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's definitely seem to be options for that that they highlighted a little bit later in the trailer. And I thought it was interesting some of the language they were using where it sounded almost as if you could be a good guy or a bad guy, right? They said, mm-hmm. the narrator of the trailer said, you're either here to what help us or destroy us, save us or destroy us, something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if, like, is there a morality system? Like, is this, you know, going like path of light, path of dark kind of gameplay? Like, I just have so many more questions after that trailer. And mm-hmm. I'm very curious. They really got me interested for sure.
Yeah, I'm very curious about it. So, yeah, I think that was a banger. Can't wait. Shout out to Obsidian.
Yeah, great job there.
Yeah.
So now we have, next we have Rare and Lucasfilm with Sea of Thieves, Legend of Monkey Island.
I think that was a really cool announcement.
That was so cute.
That was very, very cool, yeah.
They always have a cute style with Sea of Thieves.
And it was funny. It was really funny. You had the... Here's the thing. When you watch... I know the majority of people watched it at home. You don't hear the reaction from the crowd at all.
Yeah.
It's just the video and that's it. Everybody was cracking up. Everybody mm-hmm. was laughing that. Yeah, it was a very cute trailer. I liked it.
Yeah,
liked it
it's nice to have a cute trailer. And we don't have to wait long for that one. That's July 20th.
And the good thing is, again, Rare adding great content, more and more content for Sea of Thieves. So that's, I think that's amazing. That's good. Keep it up. That's awesome.
Keep it up. It's a great job.
Yeah.
Next, and shout out to this next studio, because I don't think their praises are sung enough across gaming.
Ooh.
Asobo.
Ooh. Oh.
Asobo. And what they're doing with Microsoft Flight Simulator, I am a little biased. I have worked on the game.
Yeah.
However, the studio is fantastic. And amazing. Honestly, Flight Sim is a marvel. And they showed off some early looks at what you can be doing in Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024.
Yeah.
Expected to come 2024. And once again, committing to a date in the title, just like 33 Immortals committed to a number of co-op players in a title. The commitment like that, I hope that they're that confident, right? And that they'll deliver. But it looked really interesting. There was definitely more variety of experiences shown off in this trailer
mm-hmm.
that got me a little more excited about maybe diving into Flight Simulator. So, you know, we had things like Fire and Rescue. You had cargo drops. You know, we had executive shuttles where you can ferry people to beautiful cruises and islands and things. And, you know, it looked like there was just more interest and more breadth of experiences you could get, and definitely a little Easter egg there at the end with the Dune expansion tease. So that mm-hmm. was a cool trailer and a nice way to sort of maybe get some folks who are a little bit less into the flight sim or just the sim genre in general interested in this. So I thought it was good.
It's like a bunch of activities, and you know, a couple, I think it was like a month ago too, I was just curious. I'm like, oh, let me play flight sim, and I really enjoy the game. The game is
We practiced a flight that we had. Remember when we
what flight?
Remember we were like, oh, we're gonna be going to the Dominican Republic.
Oh yes, yeah.
And we said, oh, let's see what the flight's gonna be like. So we actually did the route.
Yeah, straight.
In a commercial jetliner from L.A. to Punta Cana.
Yeah, and it was funny because the people were telling me, Danny, there's a pretty bad storm coming up. This and this and that. And I'm like,
all right. The live weather patterns.
Yeah, yeah. That it was really, really cool. But I tried it a couple, like I think it was like a month ago. So, man, so many people still playing this game.
I mean, there's some really dedicated Flight Sim fans out there. And shout out to them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad they're getting things that they're excited about.
Yeah. Do you see yourself checking it out? Like just the...
2024?
No, yeah. Like the activities and all that stuff. Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting and different. So
yeah, and again, it's in Game Pass, so like there's no barrier to entry, right? All I have to do is boot it up. I don't even have to install it if I don't want to. I can just stream it. And we had an announcement during the panel that we saw today after the showcase, where Sarah Bond let everyone know that GeForce Now is now getting partnered with PC Game Pass, so everything you can play GeForce Now on, you know, mobile, tablet, PC, or laptops, you can pull out your PC games too for Game Pass. Like, it just makes it so easy and accessible.
It's a win. I think that was a pretty big announcement.
And it may go unnoticed because it was in a private session with the press, which is, you know, not on the big stage with the video component. But that may impact a lot of people.
Yeah, that we'll talk about that in the future. But that was... it was called What's Next in Gaming And right. It was Phil Spencer, Sarah Vaughan, Matt Booty.
And Todd Howard.
Matt Booty and Todd Howard. Yeah.
Hosted by Tina Summerford.
Yeah, shout out to Tina. That was good.
Yeah, really, really cool.
And you asked a pretty good question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the crowd hype.
I like spreading the hype.
Yeah.
Speaking of this next game.
Yeah.
From Ninja Theory.
Oh.
Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 coming in 2024.
So I have a theory.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that people was expecting to see game mechanics of fighting action, right? Mm-hmm. They're not ready to do that. I think they're going to have a Hellblade Direct, similar to where people were, why are we not getting information about Starfield? Why are they taking so long? Why are this and this and that? Look, we got a 40-minute Direct. We learned
much. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But we learned a lot about the game. I think we're going to get something like that for Hellblade.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think tease it, you know, when the right time is. It's time to start marketing the game, have it direct. That's what I think. Now, another thing too, and I had this conversation with somebody, I can't remember who it was, either today or yesterday, but one of the things I was saying is back in the days, we get to see marketing now, like games being marketed like in advance, two years, 1 year. It's not like that anymore. Now companies will wait closer to launch to start creating the buzz, showing this video, trailer, hands-on events.
Yeah, news cycles are shorter these days. You can't expect to have people's attention for too long. So, yeah, I think it's great to give us a deep dive when we get closer to being able to play something so it's more fresh in our minds when we go to make that purchase or that time investment. I appreciate the approach. We'll see if it works, right?
Yeah. And one thing I noticed when they played the video during the game showcase. For Hellblade, people were like, oh man, and then
I was really creeped out. It was very, very spooky.
It was very, very creepy. But once it was done, people were expecting more, and they didn't know if they had to clap or what. Like, you didn't notice that? They were like,
well, it was definitely, and just this is a testament to what I'm assuming is going to be a lot of the experience on Hellblade.
Yeah,
it's very unsettling.
Yeah.
And so you feel a little out of sorts, right? Watching that trailer and even at the end of it, you're like, I don't know what to do with myself right now.
Yeah.
I feel kind of scrambled. So yeah, I think it was effective.
Yeah.
It did what it had to do.
I think it was great. The game looks beautiful. Awesome. Oh my God. Oh my. And that was the Xbox Series X version.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Not PC, not the S, X.
The X.
Yeah.
They wrote those X's.
Yeah.
Next, we have some near nudity. From Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth.
Funny. And I love the first game. This is funny. Trailer was hilarious. Again, people were cracking up.
Yeah.
And I just love the cut, the different camera views.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost see him naked. Actually, you see the butt.
You see some butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Some booty cheeks.
Yeah, that was just...
Very nice booty cheeks.
He's
keeping it tight.
Yeah, it looks like he's in America, USA.
It's definitely an American beach, probably somewhere...
Yeah,
I would guess in Florida because like nobody's in the water on the beach like that in the Pacific.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked fun.
Yeah.
And it was a that's fun what we trailer. Expect from Yakuza. And I'm sure we'll get more details very soon. But
yeah,
that was really cool. But yeah, 2024. So we'll see more of that later in the year.
Shout out to Brittany because she's a huge
fan. Shout out to Brittany, my co-host from Once Good Games. I know seeing her man in all his glory was very exciting for her.
Awesome. What was the next... Man, you have the whole list.
I was taking notes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wanted to make sure I got it. This one, and I'm going to say, I'll just go ahead and say this is my favorite trailer. I may not like this game, but this trailer blew me away.
Okay. I can't remember which one.
It's from Capcom.
Oh, yeah.
Path of the Goddess. So Path of the Goddess, I don't know much about this game, right? We don't have... a release date. We didn't see like an extensive amount of gameplay. We don't know if there's a overworld or like we don't know what like the objective is. Truly, you're fighting monsters, and that's about all we got. But it is so beautiful and different,
and very different.
And it's horror, which again may be a no for Rihanna, but it was just so artfully done, and not in a Elder Scrolls, not in an Elden Ring, like a gothic type of way. It wasn't in that kind of like gross, gory, gruesome, unimaginable creatures kind of way. It was just very artistic and quite beautiful, honestly, and colorful. And then I just really appreciate a different take on something that's supposed to be really creepy and gross. And it really just took my breath away.
And Day One Game Pass.
Day One on Game Pass once again.
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty sure all of these are.
No, it's not all of them. Like there's certain games that's not, but that one I remember seeing.
Well, everything day one from on Xbox Pass. Studios for sure. And then this one for sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's gonna be some Day One, you know, but yeah, it looks really cool. I think I'm gonna play this.
Oh, you know what? I skipped one.
Oh, wait, what did you skip?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted
you. No, I'm just saying, which one you skipped?
I skipped Fallout 76's expansion.
I mean,
Atlantic City. Cool. Sounds cool.
Sounds cool. Not my thing. Well, our friend Emily, she was screaming.
Poor Matt,
that was, and Andrew, they were sitting next to her. They were like, oh my God, it's so loud. She's so excited. No, but Emily was just cool. She was just hype about it. She thought it was going to be like a new Fallout or something.
Oh, yeah. She was ready for a new Fallout. Like, but woo! An expansion for 76. And it's nice to see people still supporting 76 and being excited about it. I know it had a bit of a resurgence for people. More recently, over the last couple years, so it's cool that they're still giving some support to that game, even though they're obviously very busy with other games.
I'm glad to see games like this getting support, still new content, and because again, there's a community that just play this all the time, similar to Sea of Thieves, and also Fly Sim. I'm glad seeing the new updates, man. That's good. That's gonna keep people to continue to play these games, you know. So yeah. But yeah, the Capcom game definitely intrigued. Playing that. Yeah, it's action. It's an action game.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely so, look like action. Some sword fighting. Yeah. And
yeah, it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be really, really good.
Yeah. I'm curious to learn more. These next few, I would say, are not for me. But if there's anything that intrigued you or you want to talk about, let us know. Right.
Yeah. Just read it and
sure. Keep on going. We got Turn 10 with the Forza Motorsport October 10th.
I think I want to play that.
So we got 10-10.
Yeah.
From Turn 10.
Turn 10.
I thought that was cute. Good job.
Yeah. Smart marketing.
Yeah. The ESO expansion for Elder Scrolls.
Not for me.
Okay. And then Overwatch, the new story modes coming August 10th.
Looks interesting. Not for me.
Same. Yeah. And shout out to people who love Overwatch. I know that's still a very dedicated fan base. And I know a lot of folks are just wanting more PvP content. But for anybody who's excited about it, I'll be curious to know why, you know?
Yo, is this the first time they're adding campaign like this?
They have some versions of it, but this is just truly like a full dedicated expansion only for, you know, story stuff.
That's good.
Yeah. And then we have Persona 4 specifically coming November 17th.
Persona.
Later in the year. Yeah. Fun fact, November 17th, very close to our baby's due date.
Wow. You put it out there. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. Next.
And then we have Bethesda Starfield.
Ooh.
September 6th.
Okay, so I'm glad that they added
in the middle.
Yeah, people were zoned out with the showcase. They're probably forgetting about Starfield.
Yeah.
They gave it like a little sneak peek. Don't forget, the direct is coming after this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was really good. Great trailer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll talk more about that.
Oof.
Next, we have Don't Nod, which is a studio near and dear to my heart. I've worked with them before.
I thought about you.
They're so great.
As soon as I saw the logo of the studio.
Shout out to y'all. I love you. We have Jusant, I believe is how you say it. Jusant coming in 2023. So this is a game where you have a little alien buddy in a backpack that's hanging out with you. And you're climbing. And that's kind of all I really know for sure.
Yeah.
Very artistic style, right? It's very painterly and quite beautiful, but still a bit mysterious.
Yeah, it gave me the Breath of the Wild vibe of climbing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a lot of climbing.
I was getting hints of Journey where, there's not a lot of dialogue. You're not really getting a ton of story. I didn't see any NPC interactions, but you're on some kind of adventure and keep moving forward.
It looked like it was like windy and the character like swinging everywhere while climbing. Looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Game Pass, why not? Just try it out.
Love that.
Yeah.
After that, we have this one. Another one that's probably not for me.
Oh, which one?
Still Wakes the Deep.
I want to check it out.
The Chinese Room. So the Chinese Room, what's your experience with their games, Danny?
No, I never played it. I'm just talking about this trailer.
Oh, no. I'm saying their other games from the Chinese Room.
I never played. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I never played their
None
their
of game. Them? No. Hold on. Let me pull up the list.
If you tell me the list.
Yeah.
Because I probably checked it out. But yeah, in real time, guys, we're searching right now.
We got the power of the internet behind us.
Yeah, it's been a long day, guys. Did someone tell you?
So the Chinese Room games.
Yes.
They have.
Okay.
Dear Esther.
Nope, never played it.
Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs.
Yes, I play Amnesia.
Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
No, I haven't played it.
Okay. And a few others that you may not have played that are a little bit less well known.
Amnesia, but, I played. Amnesia,
yeah,
I played.
They're known for creepy vibes.
Yeah, I'm down for that. But this one looks interesting. This is was it a ship?
It was a man-made structure in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
And it definitely looked like went badly.
It looked very creepy.
Which, is a very specific phobia for some people.
Yeah.
That's it looks really intense.
This looks like one of those where I go to the living room or my office.
Mm-hmm. Play it alone.
Play it alone. Turn all the lights off and just play.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be doing that with this game. It looks very interesting. I was like, okay. I was nodding the whole time. Like, okay, this is good.
You know, I love that for you.
Yeah, you could see. You could watch me play.
No? Okay, so next up we have Micro Bird with Dungeons of Hinterberg coming in 2024.
I don't know much about it.
So this game looks really, really sweet. It had a really cool art style.
Yeah.
There is a character. She has a sword and a backpack on her back, and she's kind of like surfing between different platforms and playing or fighting against a couple enemies. And there's dungeons. It's a dungeon crawler. So yeah, it looked really cute. I think it's set in like the Alps looking kind of place, but done in a very artistic way with lots of interesting color choices. And it just was very refreshing.
Yeah,
to see.
It gave me a little bit of Sunset Overdrive.
Sure. With the traversal.
Yeah. That, little bit of Kingdom Hearts because of the sword, and
it was a very stylish sword.
Yeah, and this game is cel shaded, so that I just love the look, very very colorful, and the music sounded great too.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like a cool vibey game. Like I wouldn't say it's the same kind of game as Hi-Fi Rush, but it gave me that vibe of like I'm gonna play this for a couple weeks and like really get into the vibe of it and enjoy my time. And again. Game Pass
day one. There you go.
Absolutely.
It's crazy that every trailer we got to see, Game Pass day one. The majority, not all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just said everyone and you told me no.
No, I know. It's just been a long day. Right, go ahead. What's next?
Next we got, Phantom Liberty from CD Projekt Red, Cyberpunk.
Ooh.
September 26th.
I'm excited. I got to play it for an hour and a half. Guys, right now, listen to the exclusive. And I'm going to say this again. Exclusive audio commentary while I was playing the demo.
Mm-hmm.
The devs were explaining all the new stuff, the story, everything. And it's like, I think almost 30 minutes long.
That's a deep dive.
We were deep. So I had to chop it off because there was a lot of parts where it was just me playing and then they didn't say anything. But listen to it. Highly recommend it. And also listen to the interview that Paris posted. That he sat down with one of the devs about the expansion. So, the game looks good. I'm excited. The demo was also available at Summer Game Fest. And they had a longer demo offsite from the venue. But yeah, highly recommend.
Very cool. Next up, we got City Skylines, October 24th. It's a sequel. So I love City Skylines, and I am really excited for this. It's been so long since we got that game.
You want to hear something funny?
I'd love to.
I got the Steam machine because I didn't have a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent Alienware, I think, the ones that sent me a Steam machine. That was one of the first games I downloaded.
Because cool.
I was like, oh, this is cool. It's not available for consoles. Let me just try out the Steam machine. Yo, it was good. This is like way back. But seeing this, I would like to, I want to play this so bad. I want to try it out. And now that I have a PC, it'll be like a lot easier playing mouse and keyboard. You know, You guys will play on a keyboard or mouse and keyboard or a controller?
I may play a mouse and keyboard, but
no, I'm talking about back then when you
played. Oh, when I played. Oh no, I was on Xbox.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ow.
Oh, careful.
Ow, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, I may try to pull this one up on my Steam Deck.
Oh, sorry. I was pressing the button here, but it wasn't pressing. Wait,
what are you trying to do? Was that for you stubbing your toe?
No, that was for you because you're excited about the game. I'm excited too. Yeah, let's go. Woo!
This next one I'm maybe not as excited for, but I'm excited for people who are excited for it.
Okay.
We got Studio Zero with Metaphor coming in 2024, and this is a game from the creators of Persona.
Looks interesting.
Sure.
I think I'm more interested in this than Persona.
I mean, sure, a game you never played before versus remasters or reimaginings. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll definitely want to check this out.
Absolutely.
I like RPGs. Yeah. Persona is just not... I love Persona. I tried it in the past. It's just not for me, but I'll try this one out.
You know, sure. I've always thought Persona would be for me, but I just never got around to playing any of them. Yeah. And I hope I do in the future because I love the music. I love the gameplay. But I think part of it for me is... I get really frustrated when I can't perfectly complete a game. And from what I know,
and you stop.
The Persona games, like if you miss a certain opportunity to talk to a certain person, like you could miss stuff, right? And that bums me out a little bit. And so I don't know if this is just the type of game for me. So
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a factor in Metaphor or not. But yeah, we'll see. A lot of people are really stoked for it.
How many games we have left in that list?
only two more.
Oh, my God. Again, long list. But
it's a long list. They had a lot of stuff here. A
lot of good stuff.
And we'll talk about our overall thoughts on the show in a second.
Yeah.
Next, we have Stoic with Towerborn 2024. So this is a co-op, looks like a action game.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked really fun. You know, like, I love a co-op moment. My friends and I like to play in these, like, Diablo is the one for the moment. But, yeah, we're ready for other stuff when things come out next year.
So you want us to play co-op?
Sure, why not?
We should do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I'll try it out.
It looks cute. We don't know much about it, but yeah.
Yeah, very, very, yeah. It looks very cool. That's the only thing I know.
Very cool. This next one is definitely towards the top of my list of most anticipated. From In Exile, we got Clockwork Revolution.
Ooh, I'll tell you this.
No date.
It gave me Bioshock Infinite vibes.
Absolutely.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is going to be different.
Well, of course, it's a different studio.
Different studio, of course, but time travel, and it looks like you could change the environment based on whatever you do. That's what it looks like. I mean, I might be wrong. You feel like
I'm
right?
Yeah, I mean, they said as much in the trailer. Like, you know, there's no place or time where I can't end you or whatever.
Yeah.
The final line from the boss was a Lady Iron. Head. I'm sorry, I forget her name.
Hey,
I need to watch this back, and we've seen a lot of stuff this weekend, so forgive me. But yeah. It looked really interesting. Charismatic villain, love that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really cool, different world, steampunky. You have a first person with a big giant gun in your hand, and it looks like you feel pretty powerful and get to do some first person action, and I'm down for that. It looks fun.
So that was the last game.
That is, right. I mean, that's the last thing I have on my list, so I certainly hope I didn't miss anything.
Well, I want to say...
And then, of course, we moved into a recap of everything.
Yeah.
And then Starfield.
Okay, so before we go to Starfield, two things I want to mention. I love that Sarah Vaughan came out on camera, and that was right after the three first games that they showed, and she talked about their, you know, about the showcase and everything. But I also want to mention that... There was a very, very cool moment. This was after the direct, the Starfield direct. Phil, Matt Booty, Todd, Sarah, P. Hines that were on stage. And I want to hear your thoughts about, like, Phil saying, you know, him being on a podcast, a kind of funny podcast, ask guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he usually is not a... grumpy person like that, like in front of people, and also when he does interviews, he's not like that at all.
He
apologized, like, hey, this is not me, this is not what we're, you know. But also Sarah started talking and got really, really emotional because it's been rough. It's not easy behind the scenes work on this. People from the outside complain about games and all this stuff, but seeing them going through a lot this year, and now having this presentation, it I think it was awesome to see, man. Being there in person, that was really cool.
So what was your question?
The question is like you know, your thoughts about seeing that at that moment, being there in person, you know.
Yeah, so. I think it's really important for media and creators who are there, of course, but then also the fans to hear that directly from the leadership at Xbox. And one thing I really do appreciate about that team, amongst other things, is how transparent they are, as transparent as they can be, right? They're in the middle of like all kinds of legal dealings where they can't really tell you everything that's in their heads. Of course not. They shouldn't.
Yeah.
But it's really great to see them as human beings and people who have challenges and have struggles and have small victories and big victories. And they truly do care about what they're doing, and they care about how we feel mm-hmm. about what they're doing. And I do get the sense that Phil, when he had his moment of vulnerability in front of that crowd at FanFest today, was being 100% genuine and saying like, hey, y'all, I slipped a little bit. I was having a rough time. And we know why, right? We know there's a lot of pressure. There are some games that aren't performing the way they would like them to. And there's this, you know, huge effort that they've committed to with this giant acquisition. And it's hard, right? Mm-hmm. This is hard work. And it's hard work on top of their regular jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for anybody who's had, you know, additional work on top of your everyday, you know how difficult that can be and how draining it can be. And to think about how long all of them, especially on that stage, have been in this industry and have been in the game, it's really impressive that they're still going and that they're still so driven and so fueled by our passion and our excitement, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could tell that they were there in person because they wanted to see us excited.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They wanted to see our reaction to what they had to show. And it wasn't to, you know, it wasn't done in any sort of like calculating.
It was genuine, right?
Very genuine. And even Sarah like got a little emotional on stage saying like, this has been a really rough year. And this team and the thousands of people that we don't see on that stage have been working so, so hard to make all of these games a reality for us. And we'll continue to do so. Yeah. And I just really appreciate getting that inside perspective. Not every studio and every publisher can do that. I understand. But I do really appreciate that Xbox takes the time to really share their humanity with us,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. Because it's important. And I think, especially for people like Sarah to be so visible in these spaces, it really does help us as creators, as educators, as people who are, you know, talking to youth, bringing up new people who will hopefully be the next generation of game creators and commenters, hope that we can make this space better for everybody because more people will be included.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
And when you see a real person up there showing you how they feel about the thing that they're doing for our benefit and for their money, obviously, but for our benefit, it makes it more attainable, you know, like, I can see somebody like me up there when I see somebody like me up there.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate that.
Yeah. And I know it's getting late over here. We're very, very tired. Do you still want to continue with Starfield or you want to do a separate tomorrow, another day? I mean, I'm whatever, you know.
I mean, the question is, will I have the energy tomorrow either?
Yeah. And I have a couple other things tomorrow. But very quick. Let's just do it quick. And let's wrap it up.
5 minute... like fast fire Starfield.
Okay, can I start off? Best deep dive presentation of a game, about a game that I've ever seen since the beginning of me playing video games. Damn. I have never seen...
That's a long time.
I know. I have never seen the presentation like this. It was just like, I just had a conversation with Paris, I think this morning. I'm not really hyped mm-hmm. with Starfield. Hopefully it changed my mind with the information.
Mm-hmm.
It completely changed my mind about the game.
I will say this.
Yeah. And another thing too. There's so many things to do there that I don't know where to start. I don't know if it's like, should I just go and, you know, rob other ships, attack other people, you know, they're in space, go to a random planet, and just chill there, discover things there, work on a campaign, build my character. There's so many different things. I'm like, it's overwhelming seeing it, but I think for someone that has a Game Pass, or if you're going to buy this $60 game, you're going to have so much content that it's going to take for a long, long time. Like, it's worth the investment, I think, personally. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I think this is going to be, think of it as the new Zelda game times 100, because people are going to be building robots and ships.
And they said there's 1,000 planets.
Sorry, a thousand planets. Yeah. But now, one thing I do want to say, I'm very curious, and I'm sorry, Rick, I know we're tired. I know one of the robots mentioned your last name.
What?
Your companion, your robot, mentioned, it will say like...
Oh, it said Howard, Captain Howard.
Yeah, it's, Captain Howard, right?
Sure.
Our last name, Peña. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be correctly...
I mean, we'll see. I hope. We'll see if it can handle a hyphen and a tilde.
Yeah, that's the part I'm kind of like, okay.
That's the only thing you're... Okay.
Yeah, then I'm like... Well, people talk about like 30 frames per second. I really don't give a crap about that. Zelda is 30 frames and game of the year too. So, yeah, when I say two, because Starfield, I think it's going to be up there too.
Oh.
Yeah.
My thoughts on Starfield, or specifically the Starfield Direct that we saw today.
Yeah.
I would not have played Starfield before I saw that.
No hype whatsoever.
None.
Okay.
Fair. Yeah, and I'm not a Bethesda game enthusiast, and the open world stuff on the RPGs, I can appreciate what they offer, and I definitely recognize how good they are, and how exciting it is for some people when they see Bethesda pop up on their screen. But for me, I was honestly ready to check out mentally. It was also at the end of the showcase. It's the second hour. I'm like, tired, right? And it got me. It got me. And what specifically got me is when I saw, forgive me, I do not remember her name, but one of the devs from Bethesda Studios said, what I love to do is board ships, take everyone out.
Yeah.
And take all their stuff, take their ship, and take their sandwiches. And I have a special place in my cargo hold for all of the sandwiches that I've stolen from other places across the galaxy. And I was like, the fact that you could have such a specific personal goal in this game, I was like, now I see it. Now I see what is in this game for me. The person who doesn't want to visit a bunch of empty planets, doesn't want to talk to a bunch of NPCs that I will never visit again. You know, like all of the things that were turning me off about the game, now I understand. Yeah. I don't even have to worry about that stuff. I could have my own game within this game.
Yeah.
And yep. I actually just thought of this as we've been talking. I think this may be my villain origin story.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Where I'm thinking of it in phases, right? Phase one, some petty crime, like board a couple ships, take some people out, gather some resources, recruit some crew, build a base. And then I start phase two. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go board and take every single ship I can find in the known galaxies. And then phase three, I'm going to mass the giant armada army and be the most powerful space captain in Starfield. And then, I don't know, I'll have to find some evil goal, because of course, once you conquer everything, then you have to turn evil. But it looks like there's just so many things you can do, so many goals you can set, so many like lives you can live in this game. And I understand now why it could be for anybody. Yeah. And if you want customizations, you want to build a ship that looks like a dick and balls, you want to like make everything super pretty and start, you know, building the environments inside of your place to look like your apartment, or like whatever it is that is your vibe, like you can make this into a cozy game. Like it really is truly so customizable and so specific to you. And I think that is really cool. And I can definitely see how so many systems working at the same time can be very overwhelming for people. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a game that I could maybe dabble in and be okay with that.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, because it did feel too big before. Now I see I can pick and choose which parts of it I want to engage with.
Yeah. And it looked like I could see you just trying to do that and don't even care about the story. You just want to like travel, customize your weapons.
I'm low-key doing that with Tears of the Kingdom right now.
Yeah, you have. And customize your weapons, and you're going to have a certain class. Look, it's going to be a very, very long game. I don't see myself finishing this anytime soon. I'm going to be playing this for a very, very long time. So, and the cool thing, there's going to be so many videos of people posting on Twitter and like on YouTube.
Oh, the UGC is going to be wild.
It's going to be wild. Like the things that we see with Zelda.
Yeah.
We're going to see a lot more of this. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, look at
that. Was it the Kurok space program?
Yeah. You know what is 1,000 planets?
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying like that's a lot. Like,
it's a lot of planets.
And one thing we forgot to mention, Reed, before we wrap it up. It looks like you could travel anywhere in this very, very fast, like fast space.
It's like, again, with the Zelda references, Todd was basically like, you see that moon? You can climb that moon.
Yeah.
You can go there.
Yeah. No, this is, oh man. Props to them.
I appreciate what the team has done. And they truly seem like they've put their heart and soul into it. And mm-hmm. My only concern is like, will it be buggy?
It is going to be buggy.
I mean, that's. Will it be charming bugs or will it be game breaking? That's the question for me.
Zelda's buggy sometimes.
Game breaking bugs?
I don't know about game breaking, but I've seen some weird, you know, but hey.
I mean, the fact that physics engine holds up to all of the nonsense people have been doing with Ultra Hand is quite astonishing.
It's wild. All right, Reed, we're going to wrap it up because it's late.
Yes.
I'm tired. You're tired. Baby's tired.
We're all three tired.
So
it's been a great day.
I recorded a lot of stuff today. I can't talk about it yet. But
yeah, I don't know how your voice is holding up.
You'll see tomorrow.
So much more to come.
Morning after 11-ish.
Sure.
Just check it out.
11-ish Pacific time.
Pacific time, not Eastern Pacific. And that's it. All right. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And Bree, you want to mention your Twitter?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let me know what you thought about the Xbox Game Showcase and the Starfield Direct at Rihanna Tweets Now. That's R-I-A-N-A Tweets Now. And yep. Check out What's Good Games. We're going to be recording this week and giving our full coverage thoughts. We've done a couple of extra episodes, you know, over this Summer Game Fest time as well. Yeah, we're going to do one completely dedicated to Starfield, most likely.
Nice.
But definitely talking about the Xbox Showcase for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, everyone, thank you. And until next time, just be on the lookout. I have more content coming up tomorrow. We're out. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.